Shalom to all! Today's Avzavah is our Daf Samach Zayin. We are starting about the fifth line of the two dots with a quote from the Mishnah, Zaklal, Kol Shabbanos, Abunas, and Tam V'chulu. And today's Av sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Mars, Mirim, Sar, Bas, Yaakov, Moshe, Hernish, Shamash, and Heaven, Aliyah. So the Mishnah gives us a general rule regarding Isser falling into Heter and when we say that it's Mutter or not. And that was a general rule that if it's nice and Tam L'Shevach, if it imparts a good flavor, so then it's Usser. But if it's nice and Tam L'Vgam, it imparts a negative flavor, a not good flavor, it's the detriment of the food, so then it's permitted. And then the Mishnah gave an example of this. Let's say Usser chaimetz, Usser vinegar, fell into grease and into beans, that's considered nice and tam levgam, and it's mutter. So now Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel tells us, this is the halacha. And Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, he continues telling us, qualifying this, this is only taught, that's if this vinegar fell into hot grease, then it's nice and tam levgam. If it fell into cold grease, versichon, and then he heated them up, it's as if it was first l'shavach, it was for its benefit and imparted a good flavor, and only then it became pagum because it was heated up, and so it's asr in this case. When Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, he said the same thing. He quoted Amar Rav Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that loishanu el shanavos hachrisin roischen. This was only if it fell into hot greasin, then it's mutter because it's nice time of gam. Avol navos hachrisin signin in, v'hirsichon, but if this vinegar fell into cold greasin, and then he heated them up, nasuk mishish biachol b'saif pagam, v'asr. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, v'chulu, it's the same exact thing. He quoted b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, that's only if it fell into hot greasin, but if it fell into cold greasin, and he heated them up, so then it's asr. And mekachal you oisin by Arab Shabbos b'tzipayri. This is what they used to do on Arab Shabbos in Tzipayri. V'karnos ha-shachalayim, they'd call it shachalayim. Now, even though shachalayim is a totally different dish, it's usually translated as cress. And this over here, greasin, is a type of bean dish. Still, since they were prepared the same way, they would call this greasin shachalayim. And now we get into more of a discussion of nois and tam levgam. Amr Shlakish Shlakish says, nois and tam levgam sha'amru, this din of nois and tam levgam, that if something asr falls into something mutter and it imparts a negative flavor to the detriment of the food, that it's mutter, loish yaimru. It's not that they would say, kederzu chaser melch yaser melch, this dish has too little salt or too much salt, chaser tavlin yaser tavlin, it has too little spices or too much spices, ella, rather, kol she'in chaser klum, it's only if it's not missing anything, v'in echels b'nei zeh, and it's not eaten because of this, that's nois and tam levgam. In other words, in this first lashon of Rish Lakish, what's nois and tam levgam? So if a dish anyway had something wrong with it, too much or too little salt, over or under spiced, and then iser fell inside, we don't say, it's nois and tam levgam, because the taste was pagum anyway before the iser fell in. We only say nois and tam levgam when the dish was perfect, it was great, it was delicious and tasty, and it was the iser alone that was the cause of the bad flavor, and this is obviously a chumra. Now, v'ikad amri, some say that Amr Rish Lakish, this is what Rish Lakish said, nois and tam levgam sha'amru, this din of nois and tam levgam that they said, ein oimrim, we don't say keder zu chaser melch, yaser melch, chaser tavlin, yaser tavlin, that really the reason why it tastes bad is because it has too much or too little salt, or too much or too few spices, el rather, hash demiah ha-pagma, right now it's pagum, it doesn't taste good, so it's mutter. In other words, according to the second version, if the iser fell in and imparted a bad flavor, even if there are other things that lent to the pagum taste over here, such as it being over under salted or too much or too few spices, we say it doesn't make a difference, it's nois and tam levgam, and this is a kula, obviously. Ravo says b'shem Rav Yochanan, something like the second version of Rish Lakish. What does he tell us? Kol she'tamim ha-mashay asur, anything that it's tam, it's taste, and ha-mashas, its actual substance, is here and is asur, obviously. V'laikin olav, that's the proper girsa, somebody would get malchus for it. V'zeo kezayas b'chidei achilas pras. It's about such a thing that was said, kezayas b'chidei achilas pras. Now let's just pause over here and explain, because this is important. We find this many times throughout Shas when discussing a particular length of time, sometimes regarding the shir of achila, sometimes regarding something else, and this is called kedei achilas pras, the amount of time it takes to eat a pras, which is a half a loaf of bread. Now, how big does a loaf of bread have to be? So it's the standard size one uses for erev tchumen, which is a third of a kav, or eight beitzim, and that means the achila of a pras is the amount of time it takes to eat four beitzim of bread. Now, halacha l'moish misinai tells us, and this is the key over here, that eating a shir b'chidei achilas pras is halachically considered eating. If one did not eat b'chidei achilas pras, it took them too long to eat this food, halachically it's not like they ate. But if they ate it in this shir, k'dei achilas pras, so then it's considered like halachically they ate. Therefore, back to what we're saying over here, that if a kezias of this iser is eaten, even if it's mixed with other food, as long as he ate a kezias of it, b'chidei achilas pras, so then he's going to be chayiv. Now we continue with this memra, samach l'ayin on bizantap, tamay v'loy mamashoy, let's say the taste of the iser is here, but not the mamashos, the substance of the iser is not here. For example, when milk falls into a pot of meat, so milk gets distributed throughout, there's no mamashos of the milk here, so it's usur. However, if it ain't like an olav, there's no malchus for eating it. Now also, v'imriba tam levgam, if it increased a bad flavor here, mutter, then the dish is completely mutter. Now we ask on this last part of Rabbi Yochanan's statement, v'leima imnasan tam levgam mutter, why not say that if it imparted a bad flavor, then it's mutter? Why say imriba tam levgam, if it increased the bad flavor here? Oh, kamashim lan, must we learn from here? The afaga of the ikamilia chronaisa de pagma bade. That even if there's something else in this dish that already is imparting a bad flavor, too much or too little salt, it's under or overspiced or something else, and then this iser comes along and adds some more bad flavor, we're going to be makel and we're going to say, oh, it's considered nice in tam levgam, and it's mutter to eat this dish. And that's obviously like the second lashon of Reish Lakish. And the hilchsa kolish nabas Reish Lakish, the halacha is like the second lashon of Reish Lakish. Now, Rav Kana says as follows, from all of them we learn, what does it mean from all of them? Is from the previous statements, Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Chana, Rav Dimi, Reish Lakish, and Rav Vo. From all of them we learn that nois and tam levgam mutter, if the usher thing that fell into the mutter thing imparted a negative flavor, it was to the detriment of the food, so it's mutter to eat. Rabbi told him, Bishlam Mikulu Lachaye. We understand from all these previous statements, you're right, we can learn from them that which you just said, Elad Reish Lakish, but that which Reish Lakish had said, Amru Ka'amar, Vele Loisvirale. All Reish Lakish said was Amru, that they said, this is what the Chachamim said, but he doesn't necessarily hold of that. So you can't necessarily include Reish Lakish in this general statement of yours of Midivre Kulam Nilmad, Nois and Tam of Gam Mutter. It's not Kulam, Reish Lakish is out of that, because again, he was just quoting the Chachamim, and he doesn't necessarily hold of that. But I think Gemara makes a diuk from Rav Kana's statement. Michlal, we can infer from a statement of his, De Ikla Manda Amar, that there is a Manda Amar, Nois and Tam of Gam Usser, that even if the Isser imparted a bad flavor, it's still Usser, because he has to say, Midivre Kulam Nilmad, from all of them we learn, the Nois and Tam of Gam is Mutter. Well, that must be that there's somebody who holds Nois and Tam of Gam is Usser. And the question is that really true? And the answer is in yes, because Vatan, you have a brisa that says, Echa Nois and Tam of Gam, Echa Nois and Tam of Shavach, Usser, Divrei Meir. Rav Meir holds that if the Isser thing that fell in imparted some sort of flavor, whether it was Pagam or it was Lashevach, it's Usser. Whereas Rav Shimon says, Lashevach Usser, if it imparted a good flavor, then it's Usser. Whereas Lefgam, Mutter, if it imparted a bad flavor, then it's Mutter. And my time is Rav Meir, what's Rav Meir's reasoning? That's Gomer Migeule Avdi Chavim. We learn from the bad flavor of non-kosher food that was cooked in pots, that was absorbed into the walls, that it asers. Gi'ulei of the chavim, lav noisen tam levgam hu, isn't this flavor that was absorbed into the walls of the pots considered noisen tam levgam, v'aser achmona? Still, the Torah asers it. Hachinami loishna, so to over here, there's no difference. Now, what's this referring to? So the Torah tells us, after the Bnei Yisrael fought Midyan and came back with a whole bunch of spoils of war, included in those was kalim, and there's a pasuk that states very clearly that kol asher yavoi ba'esh, anything that was used in fire, meaning these kalim were used with fire, they were used in the cooking process, you have to put it in fire in order to get out all of that flavor that's absorbed into the walls. And so even though it's nice and tam levgam, all that flavor is actually not good, because we know of a din that's called ben yoimai. That's a classic way to say it, as we're going to see in the Gemara in a second. It's also known as bas yoima, that any flavor that's been inside the walls of the pot for more than a day or overnight, that already is considered not a good flavor. And nonetheless, we see, says Rav Meir, that the Torah tells us any kalim brought from Midyan need to be kashered. We have to get out all that flavor. So it's pretty clear, even though we have something here that's nice and tam levgam, it's still us, we have to get rid of it. Now, v'idach, what would Rav Shimon respond to that? Kid Rav Huna b'Rav Chiya, like Rav Huna b'Rav Chiya, the Amar Rav Huna b'Rav Chiya tells us, lo yasur Torah el k'deir bas yoima, that the Torah only asered kalim from Midyan if they were used to cook that day, de lo levgam hu. So then the flavor in the walls of the pot is not paigim, it's not a bad flavor, and those are the only ones that the Torah was saying have to be kashered, but the ones that were used yesterday for cooking, they actually don't have to be kashered. Now, v'idach, Rav Meir would respond to that, that k'deir bas yoima nami, even the kalim that had food cooked in them that day, it's impossible that flavor that's in the walls is not going to be playgame the dish that the yid is trying to cook, even at least a little bit, and still they need to undergo hechsher. So we see that lefir of Meir, nois and tam levgam is usser. Now Rav Shimon, my time out, what's Rav Shimon's reason, what's his source, that nois and tam levgam is mutter? The Tanya, really girsa is the chsiv. It says in the pasuk, lo yisaychel kol nevela, don't eat any nevela, which specifically in the pasuk is referring to an animal that died without being shechted properly. What are you supposed to do with the nevela? Leger shabasharecha, you should give it to the ger that's in your gates. It's not referring to the convert. It just means the stranger, somebody who's not Jewish, he can have the nevela. What do we learn from here? Kol ruya leger, kriya nevela. Anything that's fit for a ger, it's fit for the stranger, meaning this non-Jew to eat. That's called nevela, and that's also for a yid. But sam chesam alfa on top. She'ain ruya leger. If it's not even fit for the ger himself to eat, this stranger, this non-Jew, is not able to eat it because there's something wrong with it. Ain't a kriya nevela. It's not called nevela, and it's not also for the yid to eat. And anything which is nois and tam levgam, it has a negative, a bad flavor. It's not good. It's not tasty. So that's not fit for anyone, and therefore it wouldn't be called nevela. Memela, it's not usher for the yid to eat. Whereas Rav Meir, he'd respond to that by saying, "Ha'ula mutei srucha meikara." That pasuk is coming to exclude if it's srucha meikara, if it was originally, meaning it was always saruch, it was always spoiled and ruined and not able to be eaten. So that's all the pasuk is saying is mutter for a yid. Whereas Rav Shimon, he'd respond to that by saying, "Srucha meikara, let's srucha miyuta." If something was always spoiled, it was always ruined, you don't need a special miyut in the pasuk. Afra ba'almahu, it's just considered like dirt and dust, and that's not something that anybody's able to eat. And it's obvious that the pasuk doesn't have to tell you that it's not usser. It must be that when the pasuk says that something's usser for the yid and mutter for the guy, it must be referring to something that even though once upon a time it was able to be eaten, now that it can't be eaten because it's sarach or it's pagum, it's nice and tam of gam, it is mutter for the yid. So that's respective shita of Meir and Rav Shimon. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continuing to discuss this, getting into more detailed conversation. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.